So another year has passed, and we are holding in Tav Shem Pei Dalet 5784, and we're still in Golus. Here we are once again, experiencing the 3 weeks, which started with the fast of Shiva Asabat Thomas on the 17th day of Thomas, and will continue through Tisha B'Av, the 9th day of Av. We started the Yemei Ben HaMetzorim, as they are known, with a fast. And we mourn the terrible events that Klal Yisrael endured on that day. And it is worth reviewing what exactly happened on that day that caused our sages to create a fast day. Namely, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos on Shavuos b'Tamuz. And the Torah was burnt on that day. And the enemies of Klal Yisrael erected a tzelem inside of the Beis HaMikdash in our holy sanctuary. And they laid siege to Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. And the Korban HaTamid, the sacrifice that the Kohanim brought on the Mizbeach every morning and every evening, along with other Kabbanas, stopped. So we could understand the unimaginable calamities that befell Klal Yisrael on that day and brought tremendous suffering. And eventually it culminated with the destruction of our precious Beis HaMikdash. We need to stop and ask ourselves, why did this all happen? Our sages have revealed to us the reason. Many times we have trouble wanting to accept the reason. But in truth, we say it in our prayers during the Musaf holiday, "Ipnei chataeinu golinu me'artzeinu," that because of our sins, we have been driven out of our holy land. The three arch sins that were transgressed during the first temple period, first Beis HaMikdash, more as we all know, Gil Arai, Shrichus Damim, and Avodah Zorah, idols were worshipped, there was immorality, and life was wasted. And then, during the second Beis HaMikdash, there was baseless hatred amongst Eden. Lo nahagu kovod zeh bezeh. So our sages of blessed memory designated this 3 week period as a somber time, a time for introspection, a time for contemplation, and a time where each Jew needs to do tshuva. It's a time that needs to bring us to repentance. I want to share with you a Zohar. The Zohar says that the months of Tammuz and Av are a dangerous time for the Jewish people, especially the 21 days between the first fast of Shavuot B'Tammuz and the second fast of Tisha B'Av. And therefore, they suggest that we shouldn't be involved in any risky activities. We shouldn't be involved in business dealings. We shouldn't wind up in court during this time. It's just not a good time. We should be extra special careful when it comes to traveling, since this is not a mazel tikkun time. It's not a time of good fortune for the Jewish people. And history has recorded many painful events that our people experienced during this time. And we need to learn from history, and therefore it's advisable to stay away from those type of activities. Aside from that, we were told not to purchase new clothes or furnishings during this time. We don't make weddings. We don't play music. We don't take haircuts. Basically, we minimize our comforts. And we do this in order to participate in the sorrow and in the tears that were shed by our brothers and sisters throughout the generations. And all this that we refrain from is for one purpose, and that is to remind us that it's not business as usual. How could it be? If Hashem lost his home, and we lost our home, then how can we be at peace? If we have been forced to wander in exile for so many thousands of years, I ask a question. Wouldn't we all agree? The first thing we need to do is to come up with some kind of a strategy of how to get our home back. Don't we have to consider seriously how we lost it in the first place? This thought should give us no rest. How can we think about anything else? First thing we need is our home. Are we to continue wandering amongst the nations of the world that despise us endlessly? Hopefully not. But it is definitely a challenge, everybody will agree here, for the Jewish people to change course now, since we have become so used to wandering in Golus. Since we've become so used to trying to exist as best as we can in Golus, that it is not so simple for us to change course. Our Chazal knew this. Our prophets knew this. And to make sure that we don't get too comfortable in exile, our prophets established a positive commandment which the entire nation at that time accepted upon themselves. And that is to fast 4 times a year. On Shavuot B'Tammuz, on Tisha B'Av, then on Tzom Gedalia, and then on Aseret B'Teves, in order to mourn are lost. And the purpose of it all is to bring the Jewish people to tshuva. By our contemplating the trials and tribulations we have been through and what caused them, it's possible the sages felt that the fast can motivate us to improve our ways. The hunger pains we experience will help remind us that we are just flesh and blood. We are mortal human beings. And without a little coffee in the morning, a little cereal, some eggs, some bread, we can't function properly. What it does is it humbles us. And in that frame of mind, we stand a chance of committing ourselves to live a more noble life according to Hashem's will. So more important, really, than the fast itself is the transformation of our ways that follow. Does it bring us to any kind of character improvement? We are, as we know, an eternal people. How do we stay eternal? It's because every year we internalize and we reflect on our past errors and the errors that the generations before us did, and we try to correct them over time. We don't just let life fly by. We try to learn and improve and remind ourselves not to repeat the same mistakes again. One thing for sure, we hopefully have learned from our galus, and that is that we must maintain shalom and achdus amongst our people at all costs. And therefore, it would be a good idea for us to stop during the 3 weeks and take out some time to imagine and to paint a picture in our minds what a world with a third base Hamikdash would be like. Did we ever stop to think about that? What is it going to be like to be able to serve Hashem on the highest, purest, holiest level? Can we imagine the Kohanim, Bavadosam, doing their service in the base Hamikdash, Levim, Bishirim, Vizimran, Levim, singing and making music during the Avodah, and Yisrael b'Ma'amadam, and Klal Yisrael servicing Hashem? Can we imagine how glorious will those days be when the Jewish nation is once again going to lead the world without any anti-Semitism? Can we imagine all the tzoras, all the trials and tribulations and pain and suffering we have gone through, that it will never repeat itself, and that it only came about because we lacked the Beis Hamikdash? Everything we're going through now, the last moments of exile, is only because we don't have a Beis Hamikdash. So when we really give it some thought, how can we continue our lives normally, making believe as if nothing happened? How can we not share in Hashem's pain that His children have still not corrected their ways enough to merit redemption and enable Hashem to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash and rest the Shechinah upon us once again. And therefore, to keep our eyes and to keep our minds focused on the Geula, our sages instituted many prayers, many tefillahs, and many customs to keep us tuned in to our number one national priority. They instructed us that three times a day we must plead with Hashem, Tekar b'shoifa gadol l'cherusenu. Hashem Yisbarach, that we merit that the shoifa gadol is going to blow, signaling our freedom. As Temach David Avduch Meheres Atzmiach, please Hashem sprout forth the kingdom of David HaMelech once again. We scream out, Yerushalayim, Yerucha Berachem Em Toshuv, that to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh, please Hashem return. We ask Hashem, V'zachzenu Aneinu B'shuvcha L'tzim Berachem, that our eyes should merit to see when you return to Eretz Yisrael. Then again, before Kabbanus, and after Kabbanus, and after each Shmoneh Esrei, we plead with Hashem, Shiyabana Beis HaMikdash, that He rebuild the Beis HaMikdash from here, V'yameinu, in our time. And He doesn't stop there. There are those holy, pious Jews that even sit on the floor every night and they say Tikkun Chatzos and they mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Not just 3 weeks during the year, but every day of the entire year. And they've gone so far to even institute a custom that before a chassan goes to his chuppah, we put ashes on his head. And after the chuppah, after the ceremony is over, before the chassan runs off with his kala, with his bride, he breaks a glass in memory of the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we do all this? It's to keep our promise, which we say in the special prayer of Al Maharis Bavo, which many say during the 3 weeks before Birchas HaMazon, before grace after meals, Emeshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini. We promise Hashem never to forget about Yerushalayim. We say to Hashem, Na'ales Yerushalayim Al Reish Simchosi, that Yerushalayim will become a priority above my own times of rejoicing. So I want to share now an interesting revelation. The 3 weeks, we said, began with Shiva Asa Batamas. And this, as we discussed, is a day of misfortune for the Jewish nation. But this day was already foretold after the Mabul, after the flood. On Shiva Asa Batamas and Yud Zayin Batamas, we are taught, tradition tells us, that that is the day that Noah sent out the dove from the Teva to find drowned land. And the Torah relates, V'yona lo motza manoach, that the dove, which the Jewish people are compared to, found no resting place. Now this alludes to our future exile, that the Jewish people would find a resting place amongst the Gentile nations. But our story and future does not end there. We as a nation continue to march forward to victory and to redemption. As the Navi recorded for us in Megillas Eicha, which we are going to read on Tisha B'Av, the Navi tells us, Koroi Olai Moyed, that one day in the very near future, the ninth day of Av, Tisha B'Av, will turn to a festive holiday. Birtzos Hashem, may it be Hashem's will. And at that time, our lives are going to change. May I fail la'ura, from darkness to light, or mishibut la'gu'ula, from bondage to redemption. That young and old will once again sing and dance in the streets of Yerushalayim. So, we as a people continue to look forward with great anticipation to the day of our redemption. Le'ene kol ha'amim, before the eyes of the entire world, never giving up hope until that time, and having full faith and trust in Hashem that He will redeem us shortly. So may we merit to be the generation that witnesses the fulfillment of the Navi's prophecy, Uvol Letzion Goel, that our Redeemer Mashiach Tzidkenu will come the Korav and bring us all back to Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Amen.